Dialogue ticket. Listen. Matters of the heart. What's going on? You look tense.
I think I'm in trouble. I'm dating two marvelous men.
But that's not trouble at all. You're so lucky.
I fell in love with both of them, and now I don't know what to do.
Enjoy life. You deserve it.
Look, I'm in the middle of a confusing situation here. Don't you get it? I'm feeling helpless.
I know the feeling. Something similar happened to me 5 years ago.
Yeah, everyone comes with their own ingenious advice. Some tell me to stop seeing both of them before they find out.
Uh-huh. And some others tell you to keep separate relationships?
I don't want to seem childish. I know I'm a grown woman, but I really need your advice.
Well, I really don't know much about them. Not enough to help you in a proper way.
Come on, you're my best friend.
I just know that Richard is an ambitious businessman who is always thinking of big transactions.
Uh-huh.
And Gary's a painter who is kind of spaced out. And of course, he's not as rich as Richard.
Well, let me tell you something. Gary is even richer than Richard. He's a very successful painter. He's not humble, but at least he's not as arrogant as Richard.
Uh-huh.
And Gary is not as spaced out as you said. He's just not as money-oriented as Richard.
And what do you prefer? A practical or spiritual type of man?
Let me see. Richard is more determined than Gary.
Then you'll have a very competitive man as a husband. Richard will be the owner of a very important company in the future. That's for sure.
But Gary is more romantic and less predictable than Richard.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a more passionate sex life with Gary than with Richard.
How do you know that? Ah, never mind. I'm afraid things are getting too emotional. I don't know what to do.
Tracy, did you know that Richard got married 5 years ago and has two kids?
What? And he didn't have the courage to tell me that? He's such a coward. I hate him.
Tracy, did you know that when I asked Gary if he was going to propose to you, he confessed his love for me?
What?
Tracy, I know you're my friend, but he's so cute. I'm the one who doesn't know what to do. Listen, repeat, and wait for confirmation. What's going on? You look tense. What's going on? You look tense.
I think I'm in trouble. I'm dating two marvelous men. I think I'm in trouble. I'm dating two marvelous men.
But that's not trouble at all. You're so lucky. But that's not trouble at all. You're so lucky.
I fell in love with both of them, and now I don't know what to do. I fell in love with both of them, and now I don't know what to do.
Enjoy life. You deserve it. Enjoy life. You deserve it.
Look, I'm in the middle of a confusing situation here. Don't you get it? I'm feeling helpless. Look, I'm in the middle of a confusing situation here. Don't you get it? I'm feeling helpless.
I know the feeling. Something similar happened to me 5 years ago. I know the feeling. Something similar happened to me 5 years ago.
Yeah, everyone comes with their own ingenious advice. Some tell me to stop seeing both of them before they find out. Yeah, everyone comes with their own ingenious advice. Some tell me to stop seeing both of them before they find out.
Uh-huh. And some others tell you to keep separate relationships? Uh-huh. And some others tell you to keep separate relationships?
I don't want to seem childish. I know I'm a grown woman, but I really need your advice. I don't want to seem childish. I know I'm a grown woman, but I really need your advice.
Well, I really don't know much about them. Not enough to help you in a proper way. Well, I really don't know much about them. Not enough to help you in a proper way.
Come on, you're my best friend. Come on, you're my best friend.
I just know that Richard is an ambitious businessman who is always thinking of big transactions. I just know that Richard is an ambitious businessman who is always thinking of big transactions.
Uh-huh.
And Gary's a painter who is kind of spaced out. And of course, he's not as rich as Richard. And Gary's a painter who is kind of spaced out. And of course, he's not as rich as Richard.
Well, let me tell you something. Gary is even richer than Richard. He's a very successful painter. He's not humble, but at least he's not as arrogant as Richard. Well, let me tell you something. Gary is even richer than Richard. He's a very successful painter. He's not humble, but at least he's not as arrogant as Richard.
Uh-huh.
And Gary is not as spaced out as you said. He's just not as money-oriented as Richard.
Uh-huh.
And Gary is not as spaced out as you said. He's just not as money-oriented as Richard.
And what do you prefer? A practical or spiritual type of man? And what do you prefer? A practical or spiritual type of man?
Let me see. Richard is more determined than Gary. Let me see. Richard is more determined than Gary.
Then you'll have a very competitive man as a husband. Richard will be the owner of a very important company in the future. That's for sure. Then you'll have a very competitive man as a husband. Richard will be the owner of a very important company in the future. That's for sure.
But Gary is more romantic and less predictable than Richard. But Gary is more romantic and less predictable than Richard.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a more passionate sex life with Gary than with Richard. Well, I'm sure you'll have a more passionate sex life with Gary than with Richard.
How do you know that? Never mind. I'm afraid things are getting too emotional. I don't know what to do. How do you know that? Never mind. I'm afraid things are getting too emotional. I don't know what to do.
Tracy, did you know that Richard got married 5 years ago and has 2 kids? Tracy, did you know that Richard got married 5 years ago and has 2 kids?
What? And he didn't have the courage to tell me that? He's such a coward. I hate him. What? And he didn't have the courage to tell me that? He's such a coward. I hate him.
Tracy, did you know that when I asked Gary if he was going to propose to you, he confessed his love for me? Tracy, did you know that when I asked Gary if he was going to propose to you, he confessed his love for me?
What?
Tracy, I know you're my friend, but he's so cute. I'm the one who doesn't know what to do. What? Tracy, I know you're my friend, but he's so cute. I'm the one who doesn't know what to do.